Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the epistle from Romans. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can you guess what day it is today? Huh? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? What day is it? Yeah, first Sunday of Advent. I was trying to imitate the Geico commercial. Come on. It's the hump day week of salvation, if you will. Or it's the day or the hour, as the text says, for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation, as the text says, is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the text says. The day is almost here. Yes, the day is almost here. What day? That's why I asked the question at the beginning. Well, it's the day of our Lord's coming in glory on the last day. The day when Jesus will judge the living and the dead. And so, brothers and sisters, seriously, it's time for us to wake up and learn how to tell time. Why is that? Well, it's because we've been asleep at the wheel. We've been sleepwalking, we've been inattentive, and we've all been oblivious. We've been, as the text tells us and warns us not to do, we have been gratifying the desires of our sinful natures, doing whatever feels right, regardless of what is God-pleasing. You know, to be honest, we've all been careless, we've been negligent to our debt. No, not the debt of money, but to the continuing debt to love one another. That's the preceding verse of the epistle. Yes, that's right. We have been given the responsibility as Christians to live for other people, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Love that flows from faith, brothers and sisters. Love that flows from faith in Christ fulfills the Ten Commandments. Love is the fulfillment of the law. So it is time for us to wake up and to learn how to tell time. It is time for us all to live in and from our baptisms. The text puts it this way: put on the armor of light. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's baptismal language. Why does the text exhort us to do that? Well, because the hour when the night of this age of sin and death, it's far gone. It's old. It's all old. And the great day of God's new world of righteousness and life is at hand. And so it's time for us to repent. It is time for us to use the days and the hours, the weeks, the months, and the years that the Lord Jesus has given us before he returns in glory, to use those times differently in service of love towards your neighbor. Waking up and learning how to tell time means that you, the baptized, the died for, the Good Friday forgiven, are given to use your bodies and your lives differently. Since Jesus is the Lord over your sin, death, and hell, through the shedding of his divine blood on the cross, you then are now set free to live differently, to live for other people. You are given to live your life sacrificially as a little Christ. You, brothers and sisters, are the Lord's instruments. You are his hands. You are his mouth in this world, not to be served, but to serve, and to give your life in whatever way is necessary for those who are in need. You, the baptized, you wear the armor of light. You have clothed yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so now, I'm going to ask you a very critical question. Now, what do you want to do? You want to live God-pleasing lives. You want to use your bodies and your lives as witnesses to that coming day of glory in very concrete and ordinary ways. In your attitude towards sexual relationships, booze, and the peaceful preservation of society. Now, I'm going to expand on only one of those that's listed in the text today. I'm going to talk about how you as a Christian are to use your body with regard to sex. Are you ready to run? You, as a baptized believer, do not want to do anything that adulterates holy marriage. You want to remain faithful to your spouse. Once you're married, you remain one flesh only and exclusively with your spouse, because holy marriage is a closed communion. Holy marriage is a closed communion. No one else, no matter who they are, no matter what the courts or the legislatures dictate, can be one flesh with you once you're married. You, the Christian, want to enjoy the gift. You want to enjoy the gift of a sexual relationship, but only after you get married. Sex before or outside of the marriage bed adulterates the in the beginning and the very good divine gift of marriage. So you as Christians will want to avoid anything that will adulterate marriage. Anything that will disobey God's will. You will want to love your neighbor. When you're wide awake and you've learned how to tell time, you want to, as the text says, put aside the deeds of darkness. Let us behave decently as in the daytime. No orgies, no drunkenness, no sexual immorality of any kind, no debauchery, no dissension, no jealousy. All of the above is what? It's living for yourself. It is selfish, and it is self-indulgent. It is the worship of the self. It is idolatry. And it is dark, and it is destructive, no matter what the experts in the world tell you. Your life before God is to be lived differently, before Him and before other people. So again, it's time to wake up from our slumber, from indifference and apathy to sin and sinning. And for that then, of course, there's who? There's our Lord Jesus Christ, who rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, who gave his life into death for you, who rose from the dead for you, with whom you are clothed in holy baptism, clothed with all of his perfection and holiness and purity. Jesus is your daily garment, your suit, your dress, to use against your sin and all your sinning. Jesus is your Lord. He lords his death and resurrection over you and the sleep of your sin. You are redeemed, brothers and sisters. You are clothed in his righteousness, and so in his blood all is forgiven. So now what? Now what? Here's what. The Lord Jesus has good use for you until he comes in glory on the last day. Through faith in him, he frees you then to live for other people, to love your neighbor as yourself, to turn your backs on the old selfish concerns of your sinful nature, and then to turn your attention to your neighbor who needs your love. This, brothers and sisters, is what it means to make a difference in the world. And for that, the Lord Jesus gives you his body and blood today in the sacrament to strengthen your faith in him and to enliven your love for other people. Do you want to strengthen your faith in Jesus and learn how to freely love other people? Do you? Of course you do. Then receive the unselfish and faithful and self-giving love of Jesus in the sacrament. Without any merit or worthiness in you, he concretely and truly donates to you his Good Friday body and blood to eat and drink. Brothers and sisters, his body and blood, they are not nothings. Pardon my double negative. They are divine and life-giving. And incredibly and amazingly, his promise is, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You want to talk about being awake? You want to talk about learning now, finally, to learn how to tell time? So let us come and put on the armor of light, and let us clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Eat his body and drink his blood and proclaim his death that counts for you and for all until he comes in glory on the last day. In the name of Jesus, amen.